Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Time for Hoops Talk with Will Perdue. It is sponsored by Calamos Investments. Will, of course, a former Chicago Bulls player, current analyst for NBC Sports Chicago. And I was telling somebody in our production department, I said, I called that the series would end in six. Will said seven, and I texted him after the game, and they looked at me, and they go, you can't text Will Perdue at 10 o'clock at night.
Yes, you can.
I did. I'm like, oh, I didn't know there were rules. He said that I could call him out if it happened.
That you did, so, but you did it in a very respectful manner.
How are you today, Will?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's nice that summer is officially here, but that was, you know, the weather that we had on Monday and Tuesday, that was like an uppercut.
Oh, that was brutal. You felt like you were in a furnace.
So it's welcome to summer.
Yep, it's here for sure. And so is trade season, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's interesting. You know, we all talked about and continue to talk about how, you know, we really enjoyed the fact that the Bulls made the playoffs, because as we discussed, the Bulls, I mean, the playoffs really emphasize and highlight their strengths and weaknesses. And through that, you can determine where you stand against other teams, most notably now the Boston Celtics or the Milwaukee Bucks, last year's champions. And if you truly want to be contenders, what you need to work on. So we're all anxiously awaiting, you know, what's going to happen in the draft tomorrow. Will there possibly be some sign and trades when July rolls in? And until they prove otherwise, I think Arturas and Mark Eversley have done an excellent job. I used to say they were batting 1,000. I'm not sure if they're still batting that high, but they do know they got to make some improvements to the roster. A lot of it does have to do with health, but they still know they're missing some pieces.
Hey, well, all right, the draft is tomorrow night. Bulls currently sit with the 18th pick. Who are some names we should be watching tomorrow night, some targets from this front office that they could be selecting, and do you anticipate any trades for the Bulls on draft night?
Well, Kevin, I'm not going to throw any names out there because I'm not 100% convinced they're going to actually use that pick. I think their preference is to use that pick and package it with Kobe or package it with another player to either move up in the draft, because the quality in the top part of the draft is as good and as deep as it has ever been as far as impact players that I feel are ready to go. And who knows? Maybe they'll do something in the blockbuster variety, because there are a lot of players. Listen, I'm not so high on the Gobert trade. Let's use Vooch in the 18th pick and Kobe and try to get Gobert, because I think he's going to ask too much money and get too much money for what he's going to provide. Yes, he'll be a defensive stopper, but then you're 4-on-5 on the offensive end. So as many points as you actually prevent, you'll be giving up, I think, on the other end, because he's just not an offensive-oriented player. So this could be the year that, as fans, we want management to get creative, get crafty, do something that other teams haven't thought about. And it's so quiet over there right now, I feel like something's going to happen. Even the rumors are like, well, we're not sure. I mean, usually, you know, between Woj and those guys, you get some pretty solid, good information. But right now, there's just speculation, and that is it.
Who do you think is the best player on the Bulls team? Is it DeMar or is it Zach?
Well, as of right now, today, July 22nd, it's DeMar. But I've always said that since Zach showed up in the trade with the Timberwolves, he has been the face of the franchise. And I think he still is, because we know DeMar is temporary. But he still has some work to do specifically on the defensive end. I think he's going to be working on that this year because, listen, Zach realizes, hey, I've got to the all-star level now, and I'll be an all-star every year from this point forward as long as I stay healthy because of the amount of points I can score. But if I want to get to the next level, I really have to be more consistent with my defensive schemes and my effort, and I think he wants to do that. And whether he wants to admit it or not, but if I was a player and I am the face of the franchise and somebody they bring in is playing really well, that's going to motivate me. But also to hear the fans say, you know, have the MVP chant for DeMar on numerous occasions this year, that would motivate me even more, and I'm sure it's doing it to Zach as well.
Who do you think the top pick will be tomorrow night?
Well, I mean, it's wow.
That's a heavy sigh. That's a heavy. You got him with that one,
Kevin. There are three or four players that I think a lot could go on.
The other thing about this, Kev, there's no bona fide number one. I mean, there's four or five guys in that mix, in that question. Jay Billis talked about the kid from Auburn. He thought should be the number one player because he was the most, NBA ready player. But the guy I like the most out of everybody is Ivy from Purdue. Keep an eye on him. A, where he goes and what he does his rookie year. That's the guy I really like from a skill standpoint. And to go full circle, I'm going to throw this out there because of the length factor, what he can do on the defensive end. He might be considered a young Gobert. Is Kessler from Auburn could possibly be that pick at 18 if they do use it. I didn't necessarily answer the question early on because I don't think they're going to use it, but if they do, keep an eye on Kessler.
Thanks for joining us, Will. Have a beautiful day. Get a golf round in this week.
Well, I'm actually in the clubhouse now. I'm going to go out on the range and work on my game. I got a match tomorrow morning us former athletes, we're trying to find ways to keep up those competitive juices.
I love it. Thanks for being a part of Chicago's Afternoon News.
Lisa and Kevin, thank you guys. Have a great day.
Time to get a check on weather and traffic, Mary.